Mobile.
Ben LK, Shane, how you doing this morning?
Dandy, how about yourself?
Hey man, rolling through Easley here, coming up past the Burger King here in Easley, Bank of America.
Still able to work?
They still got us out here, man. I don't want to be out here, but they got us out here. I can pick anything else to do other than this, but I guess it's the job that's got to be done, I guess.
At least there's an income coming in. How's your wife doing?
Real good, man. She recovered pretty good and from that, you know, pacemaker. She's wide open, man. She's got problems with her right shoulder now. She was playing with the little one the other day, and she was reaching down to pick up the, to turn the fan off, you know, a little box fan on the floor. She reached down to turn it off and reached back to, you know, swinging him, playing with him, and done something to her shoulder and her elbow now. I'm thinking she got it upset. I think she's got gout in her elbow and her shoulder. I think she upset it some way, bending her arm back too far. But other than that, I mean, everything's still running smooth. You know, that's the main thing, I guess.
Feels a lot better with that pacemaker in there. I bet it's giving her a lot more energy.
Just in the length of time, you know, from the time she had it put in on the knife, you know, up until now, you know, you can tell a big difference. I mean, she's not, you know, as pale as she used to be, and I don't know. I think if it hadn't been put in there by now, I think she'd probably ends up with a heart attack by now. You know, because she was really starting to look bad, you know, and I kept telling her, you know, we got to get something done, and finally she decided to have that done, and, well, she's back up and going. I've done, had her on the motorcycle one time with me, and we rode the motorcycle from Fountain Inn to Ware Shoals down through Hickory Tavern and all, and went down and visited her son and rode back, and she's doing pretty good with it. That was the main thing.
You hear that, Kevin? I know she feels better too. I'm sorry about her arm and shoulder hurting, but I'm glad they were able to get that taken care of with her heart. So anyway, I hope you. I know you'd rather be at home, but I'm happy to be working. I don't know. I'm just, my wife isn't able to work right now. One of our sons. He was a restaurant server. He lost his job. So he went to Lowe's and applied, and they hired him. He's supposed to start working next week. So that's good. I mean, their job's out there, and I don't know. I'm just glad to have the income coming in.
Hey, because, I mean, that's something with check or whatever they're going to send out, man. I mean, I don't know how that's going to work out, you know, for a lot of people. You know, that's like we was talking about on 2 meters last night on Simplex over by the house. You know, three or four of us together talking last night. I don't know, man. It's something out there right now. I mean, everybody I've talked to, you know, I mean, I've talked to several different people. And it's just something to really deal with right now. You know, it's, I don't know. I hope it gets better. I hope, you know, the trucking industry, and I hope all that stays up, you know, which I think it will, you know, which a lot of the big companies is closing, and that's what's putting a toll on us right now. They pushed us back to 8 hours a day, so, you know, that's kind of a good thing for us, but, I mean, the overtime, you know, I'm based off my overtime of what I make, you know, in order to pay the bills and everything else, but, you know, right now, I guess, you know, some of the bill collectors have to wait till the next go around. Yeah, there ain't too much they can do about it right now, so.
So we're definitely in an unusual situation. I just hope some of the decisions that are being made aren't going to have, I personally feel like there's going to be some long-term effects that we weren't figuring on, but like you said, the trucking industry is booming out of necessity right now. We'll see how long that lasts. Anyway, I don't know if you knew, but I went back to Days last week, so I'm actually headed into work, and I'm getting ready to pull in here soon, so I'm going to go ahead and sign with you, but good to hear you, and I hope everything goes well with working and continues to go well with your wife, Kevin, and looking forward to talking to you again. Okay, N4UBG, N4ZLK, have a great day.
Shane, I didn't know you went back on days, but that's good. I mean, you know, at least you ain't working third shift now, you know. I know you're happy about that. I'd rather work, you know, I'd rather be working, you know, day shift, spending the night with my family, you know. But yeah, but you be safe on the road out there, man, and just watch out for all those nuts. I mean, I know about 40% of them's off the road right now, but there's still a lot of nuts out there. But you be safe out there on the wheels and, you know, stay away from all this stuff if you can. And, you know, we'll get back with you a little later. I heard you in there the other day. We're going to holler at you, but I got tied up doing something. It's a good time to holler back at you. But glad to talk until you can hear from you again. But you have a good one, 73s in 4. Is that okay? KN4 UBG 73s, and have a good one. God bless.
One more thing. The night shift, even though it was working nights, it was just driving down the road, you know, going to Greensboro or Atlanta or something. Working days, I got to drive around town, and I have to do some actual lifting and carrying and delivering bulk stops. So the work is a little bit more difficult today. I just wanted to break some touch and box. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Good to hear you. N4ZLK.
Yeah, man, well, just, you know, stick with it and do what you can do, man. That's, you know, that's the main thing. But you have a good one out that way, 73s. KN4UBG, I'm about to destinate here on 178. And we'll talk at you a little later.